Now, do you know that even physical death does not solve the problem of ignorance? If someone dies physically, maybe the one that they call, someone dies. Like, what you don't know before you die, I don't think you just get to heaven and all the knowledge you just... Some people say, well, leave this thing. Don't worry, when we get to heaven, we know we're serving God. No, this is where we are going to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. They say, just say, leave this thing. We are like, we can't be sure. No! You are not going to be sure because you are now in heaven. Even in that same place, you will only be sure because you will be taught. Luke 16. Let me just... this story gave us a glimpse of what I'm saying. Luke 16, 24. That is the story of the three guys in hell and paradise, or whatever they call them. Okay, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. 25, everybody. Okay, 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from theirs to you cannot, neither they that pass to us that would not come from theirs. 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou should send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. 30, and he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went from the dead, they will repent. 31, everybody, and he said unto him, if they... Stop. Everybody, verse 31 again, loudly, want to go? Said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. Though one, hallelujah. Say, preaching is a duty of the living. It's the duty of man. Say, it's not the duty of angels. Say, it's the duty of man. So, you can see that the ignorance of the rich man still followed him to after death. What he didn't know before he died, he still did not know after he died. Praise God. So, Abraham was still lecturing him, doing a teaching meeting for him. Yoga, you are there because of so, so, and so. Praise God. This and this can happen on that. This and this cannot happen on that. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, knowledge is key. You cannot just escape it. It's either you learn now or you learn later. Knowledge is key. Praise God. And it can never be too much. That is why the preacher must be strong on the doctrine of Christ. You must not shy away from opposition. You must not shy away from debates. Are you with me, somebody? You must not shy away from oppositions. You must not shy away from debates. You must not shy away from arguments. Of course, constructive one. Not the one where they are carrying bottles. Praise God. So that you will be alive to preach to somebody else the next day. But don't shy away from debates. Don't say, everybody, you can be persuaded in your own mind. Don't worry. No God for yourself. I know God for myself. No, there is no God for yourself. Amen? Because that thing that you know, that you think is for yourself, even subconsciously, you will pass it to your children. And they will not be a victim of your own heresy, of your own calamity. So it's not about, in fact, I can even say no God for the sake of others. No God well, not for yourself. I love to say, I hate this testimony. A testimony of when somebody will say, well, I have the power of God. I'm so mightily. I was just going on Lagos Ibadan, and there was a big accident, and everybody died. Only me was saved. Go back there. Go and die with them. What sort of thing is that? So the light you have cannot save everybody in the boat. Praise God. Say, I am a diligent minister of Christ. So it will take several detailed explanations and debates for a lot of people to agree with the word. Like my wife was telling me when just this evening, also how a man was giving him reasons why he think I'm in the best church, I'm in this. I say, of course, it's true. You cannot really you can't really tell him he's not in the best church except by looking at the world together. Look at Acts chapter 19. I'll be reading different translations for you today. Acts 19 verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Verse 9. And when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Verse 10. Everybody wants to go. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they that dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greek. Let me read Good News Bible for you, verse 8 and 9. Paul went into the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly with the people, holding discussions with them and trying to convince them about the kingdom of God. Verse 9, but some of them were stubborn and would not believe. And before the whole group, they said evil things about the way of the Lord. So Paul left them and took the believers with him. And every day he heard discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. Verse 10 now says, this went on for 2 years, so that all the people who lived in the province of Asia, both Jews and Gentiles, heard the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So look at this clearly. He said he was holding discussions. Discussions. What are our weapons of warfare in Christianity? What does the weapon of warfare, what do they do? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is it to kill witches and wizards? Is this to arrest the arresters? Is this to pray, somersault, and die? Our weapons of warfare, what is the intent? See it here, 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. Are you, of course, I don't have to ask you. 10 verse 3, 1, 2, go. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience. Hallelujah. So every high thing that exalted itself against what? Against what? I say every high thing that exalted itself against what? The knowledge of God. So that means any knowledge proving to be superior. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, I've been hearing for a long time. Oh, there was a movie, Da Vinci Code. I didn't know the rubbish that was there until today with that. Me and my wife saw it. She could not even watch one quarter of it. Hey, what is all this? People just trying, doing their best to disprove the incarnation, disprove the resurrection, disprove. You. So it's the duty of the preacher to debunk such lies. You must not shy away. Amen. See, you can go to a Muslim, say, please give me all the questions in your heart. All the reasons why Christianity is so repulsive to you. Give me everything. And then give me 1 week. I'll go and work on everything. The assignment, praise God. Go and find a Muslim. Then ask him, what are all the questions in your heart about religion? Write it down. I think I'm giving an assignment. Go to a Muslim, a practicing Muslim. Tell me all the questions in your heart. Then give me 1 week. I will give you detailed answers on everything. You must be ready. Let me read the, is it GW? Is that God's word or good news? That should be God's word. Okay, verse 3, 4, and 5 of God's word. He said, of course, we are human, but we don't fight like humans. The weapons we use in our fight are not made by humans. Rather, they are powerful weapons from God. With them, we destroy people's defenses. We destroy people's defenses. That is their arguments. With our own weapons of warfare,
we destroy people's defenses, that is their arguments. The next verse now said, and all their intellectual arrogance that oppose the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive so that it is obedient to Christ. Intellectual arrogance. Hallelujah. Evolution. Face my duty. So this we do by being strong on the doctrine of Christ. We must remain unwavering. You must be persistent. You must give your all for this cause. To learn God's word and to dispense it out. It must be your prayer. It must be your greatest desire to teach the Bible with great accuracy. You must think about this every day. To teach the Bible with great accuracy. To lecture any imam about God. Some of you today, if you see some of these big girls that we have been talking to on Facebook, if you see them today, maybe you are in the same flight with him. Just say, Dad in the Lord, please lay hands on me. That's all you remember. Hallelujah. Praise God. You must be strong. To be able to explain salvation anywhere to anybody, you must be ready. To be ready to defend the character of God from every page of the Bible. Hallelujah. We are getting there. Praise God. Every page of the Bible, bring Job, bring Exodus, bring Leviticus, bring Sam, bring Jonah. Say, can't you see? Didn't God throw Jonah into the water? Didn't God tell a fish to swallow up Jonah? You must be able to defend the character of God from every page of the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every day you must look for a victim of the power of God. You must look for a victim of the power of God. Hallelujah. You must look for somebody to look for a specimen. Somebody to use to practicalize. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't say you should wait for them to come to you. I said you will look for one. Yeah, you look for one. Victims of the power of God. Say it's my duty. Say it's my duty. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12. You must do this without wavering. You must be voluminous in your approach. You must be able to quote 10 scriptures just talking about repentance. 20 scriptures talking about forgiveness of sin. 50 talking about justification. Hallelujah. About the character of God. Quote it from every page of the Bible. How God is good and he doesn't do evil. There must be a banner on your head reading, if you want to know God, come to me. You must carry it like this. If you want to know God, just dial my number. Inbox me. Come to me. You must study so much that it becomes your status update every day. Before you start putting all the other rubbish. Okay, today, if you want to know God, I am here. I'm bold for this cause. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12. Since we have confidence in the new promise, we speak very boldly. Everybody wants to go? Say we use great plainness of speech. No, the word plainness of speech is enough. Wife, remember what we were saying in the car when we are coming? Like about pastor and Andres. You know? Okay, let's do this practical. I want you to, everybody now, let me see who can help us in this.
I want you to give us a speech about maybe you look, use an entity. You can. Okay, you want to tell us, for instance, that this microphone is standing at my right hand side there. Okay, so somebody should give us a speech to just tell us that this microphone, this mic stand is standing here. Then give us a plain speech that this mic stand is standing here. Then now give us another great plain speech that this thing is here. Who can try? Who can try? Okay, English. Who can try? Like, I want to describe the same thing in three different formats. This thing is here. This is what I want to describe. I want to describe this thing is here. Okay, number one, just casual, normal speech. Number two, a very plain speech. Number three, great plainness of speech. Yes? Who's ready to try? Then you cannot, if you have another example in your head that you can use, please bring it up. Yes, sister? Okay, normal speech, yes? That's a speech, right? In a room, there's a mic stand. Good. Now, plain speech. Now, you now say in a defined assembly, Abi, by the right hand side of the pastor, there is what? There is a black mic stand. That means now you went more details, Abi. Okay, good. Now give us great plainness of speech. What will you add? You're already plain, no? Now great. What should be the difference? Yes. Yes. In fact, you will tell me that the mic stand is standing on latitude. No, is it longitude? Longitude 5.3 degrees west is sitting on. In fact, you will describe the height, right? So, what is the difference between plainness of speech and great plainness of speech? Who can tell me? Details, number, and that thing. That means, thank you. You will say, well, lie, I tell you. Assurance. That means you will not go to the sinner with probability. You will say, see, there is no truth apart from this. That's why I said. I said, see, in church, what we actually do in church, so don't blame the Muslims. What we actually do in church is to indoctrinate people. You get me? So just pray that you are indoctrinated in the right place. But even if what you are doing is going to the beer parlor, what they are doing there, not deliberate anyway, is to indoctrinate you, to frame your mind in a certain way. Praise God. Say great plainness of speech. And another example, please. I want you to get this. Another example. Just think of something and tell us casually. Tell us plainly, then tell us greatly plainly. I just got A3B3 in English for fun. For what? Yes, yes, yes. Somebody. Hey, Jesus. What you did, physics? You're empty. Who is empty? Amen, amen. See, I'm particular. So we keep nothing back. We say it as it is. I don't have to appeal to your emotions. I don't have to say, how would they feel? Once, like we are saying, won't I scatter this church? Amen.
Great. And I pray. Those are the words that can stand to judge a preacher before Jesus. Don't you see this? I say, well, I don't want to be seen as a bad person. I don't want to be seen as a rebel, as the one that scattered the church. Great plainness of speech. I pray we comprehend that. Call a spade a spade. You will not say, well, you... And somebody like me, I hate using words like, churches are just bad. No, which church is bad? Say it. But you are causing more problem by saying churches are bad. Say it. What is bad? Where? What did they do? Say it. Don't confuse us. Amen. Great plainness of speech. You say it as it is. Salvation is not universal, but once it is received, it is eternal. You say it like that. No man in Christ goes to hell. Simple. You say it like that. Then you start explaining. Great plainness of speech. So the real evil man, is not the one wearing shams, no. The real evil man is not the one shouting "Ye Kwamole" up and down, no. Or the real evil man is not the one threatening you with that, you are preaching death, leprosy, like they usually do to us then. No. The real evil man is the one that tries to oppose your word. The real man is the one, go back, is the one that tries to oppose your word. The one that tries to counter your word. That's meant to be aware of. See this 2 Timothy 4:14. 2 Timothy 4:14. Are you there? Open. I'm just halfway. I've got to close by 7. 4:14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Are you there? 2 Timothy 4:14. I'm waiting for you. Please open. Okay, I read 14, you read 15 for me. Alexander, the coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. 15, want to go? Beware also, for he had greatly withstood. Hallelujah. Your word is your ministry. You must not allow anything to cage you down. You must not allow your voice not to be heard. The gospel of Christ is the power of God. So as long as the gospel is going out, men will be saved, men will be filled, and the kingdom of the devil will be defeated. So don't stop saying it. Don't stop preaching it. If anyone tells you that you are too young to preach, tell them that your pastor says you must not stop. Just don't stop. That little light you have, shine it. Everywhere you go in school, online, don't just be a picture poster, no. Put out the word. And men will be saved. When the word goes out. See, a man doomed for hell, a man that ought to spend his life in hell, will simply be translated to heaven forever because of what you say. That's powerful. Are you getting me? A man doomed for hell, that ought to rot in hell forever, his destiny will just be changed just like that because you told him something. So you are powerful. That is what we call the unfinished work of Christ. What is left for us to do? Amen. Praise God. Say, I am diligent. 1 Peter chapter 1. So the word is a vehicle of Jesus. The word is the vehicle by which Jesus saves eternally. If there is no word, Jesus himself does nothing. Jesus cannot do anything to people today if we don't preach. Salvation will not be available if we don't preach. Men cannot be healed, cannot be delivered, cannot be set free if we don't preach. 1 Peter 1:23. So the word is just our priority. The word is important.
Let me read 23, 24. You read 25 for me. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men is as flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth thereof away. 25, want to go? But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel... Please read verse 23 and 25 alone. Want to go? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But the word of God endureth forever. And this is the word. Hallelujah. So it's something that abides forever that we are given. That's why salvation is eternal. That word doesn't change. Amen, amen. In London, in Jamaica, the world remains the same. Saved in Nigeria, saved in New York, you is the same salvation. Praise God. So that is our business. The word. Matthew 5, 14. Put it out. Never cage it. Don't say this little light of mine, I will cover it. No, let it shine. Don't say I'm waiting till I get PhD in something. No, right now, let it shine. Praise God. Let it shine. Let it out. Oh, glory to God. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and he giveth light unto all that are in the house. 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your and glorify that they may see your what? Good works, and they may glorify. And what are your real good works? Is the preaching of the gospel. I'll show you now. Not going early to work, that is good though. Not doing nice things, that's good. In Christianity, we have good works and we have the good work. We have the real thing. You now go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. I shall thee before God and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Let me read this verse 2 from BBB. That is Basic Bible English Translation. Say, be preaching the word at all times, in every place. Make protests. Say sharp words. Give comfort and long waiting and teaching. Is somebody hearing that? He said, in every place, make protest. Say sharp words. Give comfort. Let me read from God's Word, GW. It says, be ready to spread the word, whether or not the time is right. Point out errors, warn people, and encourage them. Be very patient when you teach. I take that again. It said, be ready to spread the word, whether or not the time is right. He said, point out errors, warn people, and encourage them. Be very patient when you teach. Praise God. That means you are not pointing out their error just to discredit them. No, you are pointing it out for them to repent. But you stay there. You point it out. Praise God. So let me continue from verse 3 now. Say, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall turn to fables. Verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy. Okay, let me read verse 5 from God's word. Say, but you must keep a clear head in everything, endure suffering, do the work of a missionary, devote yourself completely to your work. So, what are the good works? Go to Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Are you with me? Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained before that we should walk in them. Unto what? Good works. Which God hath ordained when? At before ordained, right? Good works which God hath before ordained. Okay. Go to Ephesians 3 verse 7. Ephesians 3 verse 7. God has ordained these good works before. Ephesians 3 verse 7. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, unsearchable here means unsearchable to the human mind. That means you can't get this knowledge by biology. It can only come by teaching and preaching. Ephesians 3 verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the ministry, which from the beginning of where? The world has been hid where? In God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So, from where? From the beginning of the world. I've told you, when they say that something is from the beginning of the world, it's talking about where? Genesis. But if he's saying before the beginning, before the foundation of the world, that means that thing only existed where? In the mind of God. Who is before the beginning? God, and God alone. So if God said this thing existed before the world began, that means the thing existed in the mind, in the thoughts of God. Amen? What if he said from the beginning? That means Genesis. So if he says this, verse 9, right? Which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So that means going back to Genesis 1:1, which we did some time ago, go back there. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Before, as the Bible says, don't expect to be that slow. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. What does that mean? Darkness were in the heart of men. Praise God. And the Spirit of the Lord moved over the face of the water. Meaning what? Preaching the gospel, right? Okay, verse 3. And the God said, let there be light. And there was. And God saw that the light was good. Divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, the evening and the morning, while the first day. If you don't get what I just said, get our messages, understanding Genesis. So what is that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. Be fast. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3. But if our gospel be it is he to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Amen. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus. I pray some people should get this. Some people need to understand this verse 5. Say, so we preach not ourselves. We don't preach our selfish, what our self accomplishment. We don't preach what we have done by ourselves. Say, you don't. I don't preach my own personal experiential revelation. No, you don't preach yourself. You don't say, well, if you see me, when I gave my life to this Jesus, I have one bike. But now as I gave my life to the Jesus, Jesus took my life. And he gave me a muscle car. Praise God. You can't see that God is good. You had ridiculous testimony. Ridiculous testimony. The Lord chose me. What did that woman say? I placed the sticker of the chosen on my gas cylinder. And it didn't refuse. So I'm not saying, well, praise God. Say I believe in miracles. Before you go to another extreme. I'm not saying that is, but is that your evangelism? There was a day I saw this Sabbath day people. I saw them, they are going up and down, they are doing evangelism, they are preaching. And I was interested. I collected their track. And when I look at the track, what is there? He said, is Sunday the right day of worship or Saturday? Because do you know they are not wrong for worshiping on Saturday? No. In fact, according to the Jewish custom, they are right. But you are wrong to make that
the reason for your gathering. You are wrong to now decipher sins based on that. Do you get what I'm saying? You are wrong to now create a demarcation based on that. Colossians 2 verse 16, right? Let no man what? Judge you in what? Observing an holy day. So if you are, funny enough, go to Saudi Arabia, if you are lucky or unlucky to find yourself in Saudi Arabia today, maybe you married a boo, and the boo is from Saudi, and I deported you over there. Praise God. God help you. You will go to church on Friday. Amen. Under a cave. On Friday, not Sunday. Sunday is a work day. And Jesus said, Jesus told them, said their wife is coming, that you won't have to worship God in any particular mountain or time. God is a spirit. The true worshiper will now worship where? In spirit and in truth. Amen. So you need a time, you need a location. You need any day of the week. Same, I'm always in Christ. Say 24/7. It's my service day. Hallelujah. Let's go, Jerry. Okay, I'm in verse 5-6. For we preach not ourselves as strong, but Christ Jesus. I will accept your servant for Jesus' sake. Verse 6. Want to go, everybody? Verse 6. For God. Stop. Where did God command it? In Genesis, right? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness. Where did it shine? Where did we shine? So the darkness in Genesis was talking about what? The heart of man. To what? Give the... Hallelujah. So the light that men were expecting is what? The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. I need to show you something. That will complement something I said in understanding Genesis. So the preaching of the gospel. So, write this down. So even before man sinned, the gospel was already ordained to be preached to man. I'm going somewhere. Even before man sinned, the gospel was already ordained to be preached to man. That is why, you know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life were representation of the type of messages available to man. No, man is not eating the tree. Man is eating of the fruit of the tree. And the eating of the fruit is the believing. So the tree will be the conveyor of the message. Do you get what I'm saying? Man is not to eat the tree, Abby. Man is to eat the fruit of the tree. So the tree will be the generator of the fruit, right? That means the trees will be what is bringing the messages to man. Man is now to believe or not. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's just a paraphrase. Okay, so the tree of life will be the communication of the gospel to the man, for man to believe. The tree of knowledge will be anything apart from that. So the preaching of the gospel is not only this. It's not only for the sin problem to be solved. Are you following me? Or you are cut off? Okay, so the preaching of the gospel is not only for the sin problem to be solved. Get this today. The gospel is for man. In fact, the gospel decided to take care of sin because man sinned. Are you getting me? The gospel decided to take care of the sin problem because man eventually sinned. So the gospel is God's will for man. And the solution to the sin is still the same gospel that man refused to believe. Sorry, do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? I should come back, Abby. Okay, thank you. Even man, is she with us when we are doing that series? She was still doing up and down. Okay. Even if man did not sin, he will still need to receive the gospel. In fact, the gospel took care of sin Because man sinned. If man did not, so in the gospel is just everything.
Solution to sin, everything. So after sin was forgiven, he said, this same gospel you must see here.
So that gospel is just God's will for you to learn about him through the knowledge of his son. That this is eternal life, that they may know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
John 17, right?
So it's beyond a solution to sin. That's where I'm going. It's beyond it. That is why we still sit believers down. We teach them. We teach them. We teach them like they are not going to make rapture if they don't come today.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
So to know who God is, to know what he does, to know what he will never do, it must be preached. To know the nature of our salvation, it must be preached.
John 17 verse 3.
What they preached to Adam that he did not believe, that made him a sinner, is the gospel.
Have you? Praise God. So John 17 verse 3. Want to go, everybody?
And this is life eternal, that they may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou.
Hallelujah. So God wants to be known to all. Hallelujah.
Yes, he's a spirit, but yet he wants to be known for what he does. That is why you are called a preacher. So you get to your job. When you pray in tongues, you pray about this. You must be zealous about this. Your commitment must be on this. Your passion must be on this. To make God known. God wants to be known. He wants to be known.
I close with this. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 3. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 3. Praise God. Hebrews 1, 1 to 3. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 3. Everybody, are you there? Hebrews 1, 1 to 3. 10 minutes more. Want to go, everybody? Yes. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake to the fathers by the prophets, as in his last days spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who be the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. All things by the word of his power, when by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand.
Now those two words used for Jesus. Brightness of what? His glory. That means he shines light on his glory. Also what? Expression of his person. That means God who is speaking. He wants to be known.
John 1, 1. In the beginning, was the word, open. The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, but darkness comprehended not. Go to verse 10, yes? It was in the word. Stop. So, what was the problem? Knowledge. The world did not know him. So, what's the next thing he did? Verse 11. He came to his own. 12. Received to them, gave him power to become sons of God, even to them. 13. Who shall have born, not of the will. 14. Yes. And the word. Again, 14. And the word was made flesh and dwells among us. And we what? Beheld. Hallelujah. As of the only of the Father. Full of what? So, what was eating all this while? Grace and truth. God wants man to see this. Adam refused to see. And he saw death. Praise God. God wants to be known. And without me and you, it will be impossible. God wants to be known. He is looking for people who will stand up boldly and defend his character. People will stand up boldly and debunk the lies that the devil has sold to men. I have said this in this church times over and over. I said the devil reigns in ignorance. The dominion of the devil is ignorance. It's not when you saw one red cloth, black wrapper, skull on. No, that's not the power. The power of the devil is man's ignorance. Hallelujah. So we teach the knowledge of God. This is priority in the divine assembly. This is priority to us. We're going to do this and we're going to do it well. Praise God. We do it well. We do it with utmost conviction. We do it with so much assurance. We do it with our zeal. We put our money into this. We put our time into this. We put our commitment into this. We put all our resources into this. Everything we have got will be spent. We will spend for this cause. That God will be known for who he truly is. That's the gospel message. He came in his son to make things clear. And he said, go to all the world. Go and make me known. Make the Father known. Tell them that God is good and he does not do evil. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing everyone that is oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. For God was with him. Praise God. He wants to be known as an healer, practically. He wants to be known, not as the one that shuts everyone against people, but as the one, as the Father, that stands from afar, waiting from all, for all to repent and to come home to him. God wants to be known for who he truly is. And that is the duty of the preacher. That is the duty of the preacher. I didn't say that's my duty, preacher, all of us. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Say, teaching is my commission. Say, I receive this today. Say, I will teach the knowledge of God. Say, I will be bold. Hallelujah. Say great, plainness, or speech. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kadeo, party day. Skodide kondatura, afsa star baste. Shatilo zamanta, roste givide. Makete, loste, fola, ranta kapa. Please, I just have 5 minutes for us to pray. Just pray, more, pray more. You are praying zeal into yourself. You are praying zeal into your bones right now. Lirinte kepisto gapante geloste gavinte koriste gavata tashate apazom nanka umanta gavita kirate alinda. I don't get tired of this course. This is my duty. I am drunk in this. I am submerged in this. Hallelujah. I am buried in this. This is my duty. This is my commission. I am buried in this. I am submerged in this. This is my commission. This is my duty. This is my only assignment. I make God known. I make God known. I make God known by the knowledge of Christ. I make God known. I make God known. I make God known. I am bold in my approach. I am bold. I am bold. I am bold. I make God known. Scato, party, poster, kera, stepi, ticket, pita, ozipi, pepotia, alin, tekele, segepilia, oris, tegemienta, afitemiosa, afikenta, o yenden donde rossi, biante, o zapa, o zapiron, tankambanta, o yegentido, alatio, o pasa. Orienta Capanti, Ayentete, get bolder, pray a bit more, pray a bit more, pray a bit more, be zealous, pray zeal into yourself today in the name of Jesus. You are a minister of the New Testament, you are anointed for this cause, you are anointed to teach Jesus, 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 to teach Jesus with assurance, with conviction. Come on, somebody pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, somebody. Ateteo stepata. Aye palakata tati. Oli posta. Oye kepinto. Emma nana. Amare kestikepa. Oze tekepizo. Alia tabata. Aye toli rostik minta. Oye mali. Oza papa. O tatata. O leketi. O pali rostia. Ebole mosite. Ale mandenda. Alamanda. Aye malakedede. Azopate. O matek zinti ozita. O shetik tatata.
I teach Jesus to the ignorant. Come on, somebody pray in tongues. Somebody pray in tongues. We are Jesus teachers. We teach Jesus. Come on, pray. Skateke pile mekilozita. Shateke titadadi. O likeronta. O pilozi pota. Satatate. Zito. Zipi. Zate. Prolocatia. Zipola caressa que pili mo city today. Kata ta 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 ta. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Limbreche ketrala malamanosas. Thank you, Lord. Malamanos. Kati limas. Pili mokati. Kala malamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanam no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, our faith is effectual. The communication of our faith is effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is our commission.